It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Sundays through Thursdays, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutto. Before our story, this word from Fibber and Molly.
Hey, Molly, what's a 15-letter word meaning friend?
15-letter word? Mm-hmm. Heavenly days, McGee. What do you think I am, a 24-volume encyclopedia?
Okay, if you can't answer it, kiddo, I'll figure it out for myself.
Hey, just a minute, McGee. Could it be two words like prudential agent? He's certainly a good friend of ours.
Let me see. Prudential. Say, you got something there. Of course it's prudential agent. Isn't he just about the friendliest guy we know?
He sure is.
You know, he's one man who's happiest when he's busy helping other people plan a more secure future for their family. When he's showing you how to get the most for your life insurance dollar. Yes, and how you can make all those wonderful retirement dreams come true. Of course, he's also Johnny on the spot if any real trouble comes your way. Among the first to bring you the kind of help you need when you need it most.
Take our advice, friends, and get in touch with your prudential agent tomorrow. Come what may, you'll find him one of the best friends your family ever had.
How Mr. McGee ever let Mrs. McGee talk him into coming downtown shopping with her today, he'll never know. Because listen to this mob in the department store.
Coming through, please. Coming through. Ooh, hey, watch it. Coming. Coming through. Hey, Molly. Molly, where are you, Molly?
No, no, don't get panicky. I'm right behind you.
Oh, boy, I thought I'd lost you again. Coming through here. Coming through, please. Hey, let us out, please.
Good. This is the worst mob I ever got.
Move over, bud. You're blocking the madam. Watch that umbrella. Please. Watch it.
Oh, heavenly days. It's good to get outside.
Oh, you said even better to get home. Now, you give me the parking ticket and take these packages.
Oh, dear.
What's the matter?
I forgot to get the ticket validated.
Oh,
let's skip it. Oh, here's a quarter. It isn't worth going back in there and fighting those crowds just to save.
Well, it is to me. And anyway, it's 50 cents.
Well, then, here's 50 cents.
The trouble with you women is you always take the easy way out. So it's a little trouble. 50 cents is still 50 cents.
All right, if you insist, but I was just thinking of that mob, that's all.
You got one of your sales slips?
Yeah, right here.
Good.
Well, I must say I admire your courage.
Well, don't be too long now. I'll wait right here with the packages. Yeah, good luck.
Oh, you want me to get the...
And don't feel too badly, Molly. It was your fault, sure. But all of us make mistakes now and then. Hey, where'd she go?
Into the store, mister.
Hey.
Hi.
Oh, hi, Teeny.
She went back in that mob.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Head down and teeth gritted like they do in them foreign legion movies when the captain yells, charge!
Hey, well, what are you doing downtown here today, Teeny? Aren't you supposed to be in school?
No.
Oh?
No, there's a teacher's meeting today, so all us kids got a holiday.
Oh, I see.
I'm down here with a neighbor lady, Mrs. Baker. That's her over there in the telephone booth.
Oh.
She came over to our house this morning and said to my mother, I'm going downtown shopping, she said. Do you need anything? And my dear mother said, yes, I have a terrible headache. I could use some peace and quiet. So Mrs. Baker took me with her, and here I am.
Yeah, well.
And gee, mister, we sure are glad to see you, I betcha.
We?
Sure, me and that little boy I just found. He's lost.
Huh? What little boy? Where? You mean you found him?
Over there, see? Sitting in the doorway.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I told him to wait there so nobody'd step on him.
Oh, I see.
He's awful little. Mm-hmm. He's only about six, maybe.
Oh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, poor little kid. Well, bring him over here and let me talk to him.
Okay. Come on, little boy. Come on, Marvin. I told my friend about you. He'll find your mommy for you, won't you, Mr. McGee?
Well, I'll try, but gee whiz, and this mob... Oh, look how brave he is, sis. Not even crying or anything.
Well, I've been with him all the time.
Oh?
Mm-hmm, taking care of him.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't been scared or anything so far.
Good.
Marvin, this is Mr. McGee. He's gone... Uh-oh.
You scared him.
Huh? Gee whiz,
I didn't even do anything. All I did was smile and put out my little hand.
Well, you better let me handle this, I guess.
Yeah, he's probably scared of strangers.
You better move back a little, Mr. McGee. That's it. Now, Marvin. Now. Mr. McGee won't hurt you.
No.
He just looks dangerous and shifty-eyed.
Yeah.
But underneath that gruff exterior beats a heart of gold. Solid gold.
Dangerous and shifty-eyed?
He'll help you find your mother, Marvin. I know he will. Because Mr. McGee is the kindliest, most generous person in the whole wide world. And he just loves little children.
Frankly, sis, I think this calls for a little international diplomacy.
Diplomacy?
Yeah. I'll buy him a lollipop. When propaganda don't work, your only hope is to fall back on lend-lease. Here's a dime. Run over to the candy shop and get him a lollipop, because all that hollering is starting to get on my nerves.
Back to Wistful Vista in a minute. When you look ahead to retirement, what do you see? A rocking chair or a road map? For most folks, retirement isn't what it used to be. Rocking chairs have been replaced. Today, folks look ahead to that long postponed trip, that cabin in the country. And what about you? Are you planning today so your plans will materialize later on? Buying United States savings bonds on the payroll savings plan is a way of saving especially geared to such long-range programs. You can save good-sized amounts for the future without cutting corners today. With payroll savings, your employer sets money aside for you before every payday. That way, you never miss it. Yet payday after payday and year after year, your collection of savings bonds grows. When you're ready to retire, your bonds pay back $4 for every three you put in. Even more if you've held them beyond maturity. Look ahead to your future with United States Savings Bonds. Join the payroll savings plan today.
You think we ought to get him another lollipop?
He's already got six.
A red one, I mean. He hasn't got a red one, and maybe that's his favorite.
He's got enough candy. Fistful of gumdrops, a box of jujubes in each pocket, and a mouthful of jelly beans, and he still hasn't shut up.
How about my ice cream cone?
I wish Molly'd get back. She'd probably know what to do. Look, Marvin, we're trying to help you, boy. But if you keep crying...
I want my mama. I'm lost.
Yeah, we know that, Marvin. We're trying to help you.
Poor kid.
Gee whiz, if you'll just stop crying, we'll find your mama for you. That's better. Now, look, my wife will be here pretty soon, and she knows all about what to do with lost little kids. Here, hold his gumdrops, will you, Teeny?
Okay.
Hey, what about that lady you're down here with, Teeny, that Mrs. Baker? I hope she didn't disappear, too. Maybe she'd know what to...
No, she's still in the phone booth over there. See? Boy, does she talk.
Oh, yeah. Well, now let's figure out what to do with Marvin here.
Oh, look over there. There's Dr. Gamble.
Huh? Oh, yeah.
Oh, Dr. Gamble. Maybe he can help Marvin, too. Oh, Dr. Gamble.
No, Teeny, skip it. Gee whiz, you know how long it took me to make friends with Marvin. He's scared a stranger than the doc.
Hello there, Teeny. Hi, McGee.
Oh, hi, Doc.
Well, whom have we here? Whose little boy are you, young man?
I knew it. Now we got to start all over winning the kids' confidence again.
What did I do?
That ratted, I wish Molly'd get back here and straighten out. You walked up. And Teeny found him, Molly, right after you left.
Oh, dear, don't cry, sonny. Here's a hanky.
Here you are, Marvin. A nice big chocolate ice cream cone. One for you, too, Teeny.
Oh, boy, thanks.
Oh, hiya, Molly. McGee tell you about our little friend here?
Yes, isn't it a shame? Now, don't you cry anymore, Mark.
Maybe this ice cream cone will cheer him up.
Where's he going to put it? He's got both hands full of jelly beans and lollipops right now.
I'll take it. I'll hold it for him. I'll take it.
You already got one, Teeny.
You can put it in my pocket. The ice cream cone.
What?
I think I'd better take the ice cream cone, Marvin.
For goodness sakes, Doctor, what are you trying to do, make the child sick?
Yeah.
Well, gee, Molly, McGee bought the candy. I just brought him an
You're ice trying to make him sick, Doc.
I am not.
Gee whiz, we didn't need you anyhow. I found the kid, and I don't know...
I found him. I found Marvin.
Yeah, me and Teeny. We'll take care of it, Doc. We'll locate his folks.
Well, you're all awful nice to little children. Uh-oh, I gotta go now. There's Mrs. Baker. She's coming out of the telephone booth.
Huh?
I gotta go. I'm supposed to meet her in the parking lot. I gotta go. Bye.
Yeah, well, don't worry about Marvin, Teeny.
Bye, dear. We'll find his mother somehow.
Bye, Teeny.
Yeah. Ah, she's sure a sweet little kid.
Yeah, she's nice.
Is. She sure looked after that little boy like a regular little mother. And, hey, Marvin. Marvin!
Where'd he go? Heavenly days.
Why, I... Great, Scott, he was standing right here.
Well, don't stand there, you two. Come on, let's look for him.
Yeah, I'll go this way and you look that way.
Hurry okay. up, hurry. We've got to find him.
Where'd
oh,
go?
That
Over here, Marvin. He got away okay, huh?
Oh, sure. I can run real fast, all right.
I told you it'd work. They're wonderful people, aren't they?
Yeah, they sure are a pushover, all right. Here's your share. 17 lollipops, 2 boxes of jujubes, 12 gumdrops, and 38 jelly beans.
Get them here, quick, quick. Here comes your mother.
Uh-oh. Here we are, Mama. Over here, Mama, dear.
Here we are, Mrs. Baker. I took good care of your little Marvin, just like you told me. And any time you want to take us both downtown shopping, I'll be glad to look after him, and I won't let him get lost. He's real smart, too.
Back to Wistful Vista in a minute. You have never heard anything like Monitor. Monitor, the newest of the new in NBC radio that defies description. Every secret door of the world opens up when you listen to Monitor, the big radio show premiering Sunday, June 12th in an 8-hour-long segment. Monitor utilizes the speed of radio, the immediate sound of radio, the scope of radio to bring you anything and everything. You may hear a complete 2-hour Broadway show uninterrupted, a joke by Bob Hope, go along in a plane as it breaks the sound barrier. Or you may suddenly hear your next-door neighbor commenting on the state of the nation. Monitor can zoom from Pocatello to Paris to Panmunjom in seconds. Monitor is the show that is vitally there at the live moment. Monitor means entertainment, information, ideas, music, the unusual. Hear the startling Monitor preview Sunday, June 12th on NBC Radio. Monitor means that NBC continues to lead the rest with the best in radio entertainment.
I'm so relieved. I just saw the youngster down the street, McGee, little Marvin, and he lives right down the block here.
No kidding. Well, I'm sure glad the little guy got home okay.
It was just a miracle, that's all. Honestly, I don't know how mothers can be so careless when they take their children downtown. The poor little tykes are so helpless, you know. You have to watch them every minute.
Boy, you sure do. Sometimes I don't think we watch them enough.
What does that mean?
Well, I don't know just exactly what's going on here, but something. The doorbell rang a while ago, and there was a bag on the front porch for me, from Teeny.
A bag? What's in it?
17 lollipops, 2 boxes of jujubes, 12 gumdrops, 38 jelly beans, and a note that says, "I couldn't do it, mister. Love, Teeny."
Hmm. Funny.
Yeah. Yeah. Good night.
Good night, all.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly is an NBC Radio Network production transcribed with Arthur Q. Bryan as Dr. Gamble. Marvin was played by Richard Beals. This is John Wald inviting you back tomorrow night to listen to Fibber, McGee, and Molly.
Join the great Gildersleeve and all his friends tonight on the NBC Radio Network.